Okay, again, we're in Siman Kuf Nun Ches. So, page 95. So yesterday, we were all the way at the end of Kuf Nun Ches. So we're talking about Netil Sedayim. So we discussed the whole issue, the concept of bracha on a mitzvah has to be over Lasi Asan. In other words, you make the bracha, then do the action. So how do you do that by Netil Sedayim for washing for bread, let's say? So the Mechaber first said, you're right, you make the bracha before you wash, but since it's oftentimes that people's hands are not clean, so you can't make a bracha with said hands. So the Mechaber says that you wash once, one splash on each hand, then you make the bracha, then you wash again. That would make it over Lasi Asan. The Ramah said that no, you completely wash, and then before you dry your hands, you make the bracha. And if you forgot to make the bracha until after you dried your hands, so then the Mechaber said that you could still make a bracha. So we'll make bracha even after the niguv, even after the drying, even though it's not over Lasi Asan. Okay, so there's a couple ideas that we didn't cover yesterday. So the Mishnah Berura says that, that if you already made a bracha hamotzi, if you already made a bracha over the bread, so then you can't make the on the Netil Sedayim anymore, then it's too late. And also the Mishnah Berura says that since when you dry your hands, the mitzvah is finished, so therefore it's incorrect. Those are some people before they make the bracha on the Netil Sedayim, some people have the custom say, Siyu Yadayim Kodesh, Baruch Hashem, and then they start drying their hands. So by the time they're finished saying that prelude to the bracha on the Netil Sedayim, their hands are basically dried already. So now we see from this halacha that would be incorrect. That if you say that's fine, but you should make the bracha on the Netil Sedayim and then dry your hands. Okay, Yud Beis. Yenagveim heitev, you should dry your hands carefully, completely. Kon shivatza, before you cut the bread, before you make the hamotzi. Why? Shachabuli nigov yadayim, because if you didn't dry, unless you dried your hands well, or if your hands are wet, ki ilu ochel lechem tame, it's as if you ate tame bread. Now you understand why, based upon the ideas we've been mentioning, why we wash on the Netil Sedayim. But again, the Mishnah Berura, there's a whole discussion in the Mishnah Berura and other places about is it really like Tameh bread, is it not? Some say that the reason why you have to dry your hands well is because of Mios reasons, your hands are wet, you know, it's not eating bread, you know, it's not nice. We'll get into that a little more, Meretz Hashem, a little later. Now, there's a very interesting Mishnah Berura. The Mishnah Berura, I mean, all Mishnah Berurahs are interesting, but some. Mishnah Berura Mem Hei brings down the Magen Avraham in the name of the Tashbats, that when you dry your hands, you shouldn't dry your hands on your shirt. Shouldn't use your shirt. Now again, when we learn these type of halachas, you have to, you know, we live in a certain society, and so, you know, like we have a bunch of towels all over the place, you know, go to 99 cent store and get 99 towels 99 days a week for 99 cents, you know, like that type of stuff. You have to be aware of the fact that we live in an extremely affluent society. Again, so you shouldn't dry your hands on your shirt. And the Mishnah Berurah says in the name of the Tashbats, the reason is it's kasher l'shichcha. It causes you to forget things. So therefore, especially learning, that's probably why people don't remember this halacha. And in the Magen, the Mishnah Berurah brings down from the pre-begun that there's a shayla when we say from the Tashbats you shouldn't use your shirt, does that mean your shirt or any garment? You don't want to dry them on your pants. So how about that? That's not a chaluk, but would that be the same thing? So again, the best thing, Baruch Hashem, we live in this society, use a towel. Again, it's hard enough to remember anything of learning, so you don't need anything going against you altogether. Okay, we'll just do Yod Gimel very quickly. Matvil Yadav, if you immerse your hands, Yachol ha'achol b'lo nigo. So then you don't have to dry your hands. Of course, you could dry your hands, but you don't have to. V'adin lo notol yado v'asachas. So v'shofach olem revias mayim b'vasachas. O shenotol yado achas v'shofach olav revias v'chein shofach ha'choberto. The same thing the Machaber says would apply, again, either if you dunk your hands, you tovel your hands, you go in the backyard, right, and you dunk your hands in. We'll talk about that as far as Netilas Daim is concerned. But again, as far as drying them, or if you poured a revias at one time on each hand. So again, when we were discussing this before, we talked about the minimum amount of water that you can use for Netilas Daim is a revias for both hands. But let's say you poured a revias at one time on one hand. So that revias, if you use less than a revias, let's go back. If you use less a revias, so then the water that's on your hand becomes tame until you splash it off at the second splash. If you use a revias one time, not a part of revias, but a whole revias at one time, so then the water that comes afterwards, the water that's on your hand is not tame. So we'll talk about it much later, that if you use a revias v'asachas, if you use a revias, how much is a revias? A revias is 3 ounces, so you know those washing cups that we all have, those are a number of revias. And so usually when you do one splash on your hand, that's more than a revias. So then the question is, normally we wash twice on each hand. Why do you have to do that? The first time you washed, you use more than a revias, so then your hands are taller already. Your hands are ready for on the tail side. So we'll talk about that later. That's a later discussion. But anyways, for right now, the idea is that if you use either one of these two systems, in other words, either if you put your hands, dunk your hands in a mikvah, or use a revias b'vas achas on each hand, so then you would not have to dry your hands. Why? Because it's like putting them into a mikvah, you don't tire them. They're completely taller. So therefore, you don't need to dry them. I know what you're thinking. You're right. Mishnah Berurah brings this up, and that is according to those who hold that one of the components of drying your hand is mius. In other words, when your hands are wet, then you got to touch bread, then you know, get all mius, right? To use a technical term. So then, you're right. So according to that opinion, so then you have to dry your hands anyways. Even if you stuck them in a mikvah, even if you did revias ba'as achas, it wouldn't make a difference. Okay, so Meir Hashem, next week we'll get into Kofnun Tes. What kli do you use when you wash the Tefillos Yadayim? Yes.